If you've been to the beach this summer, or anywhere outdoors, you probably slathered on the obligatory sunblock. If you were extra careful, you wore a wide-brimmed hat or made sure your kids wore t-shirts in the water instead of a skimpy suit. Thing is, the solar radiation you worked so hard to avoid is also kind of healthy. That's because it creates vitamin D through a chemical reaction in your skin.
Vitamin D is essential.
Susan Ott is a professor of medicine at the University of Washington.
It's actually a steroid hormone, which helps you absorb calcium from your diet. And it works on the intestines so the calcium can get into your system and become available to the bones.
Ott specializes in bone diseases like osteoporosis and osteomalacia. Both diseases, vitamin D helps prevent. When you slather on sunblock, you're also blocking the creation of D. Before you run outside to soak up the last few rays of summer unprotected, there's a catch. Ott says no one knows how much sun you need to get enough vitamin D. It depends on where you live, the time of year, how much skin you're exposing, and even the color of your skin.
People with dark skin do not make as much vitamin D with the same amount of sunlight exposure. They need to be out in the sun longer to get the same amount of vitamin D as a fair person.
Scientists don't have a way to recommend how much sun you need to get enough D. Kim Nowak-Cooperman is a nutritionist at Seattle Children's Hospital. She says a recent study looked at people who live in Honolulu.
They looked at 93 people who got 3 or more hours of sun every day, 5 days a week, and they actually found that half of those people were vitamin D insufficient, when you would think that they would be very, very high in vitamin D.
Getting your vitamin D from food can also be hard. It's naturally abundant only in oily fish like sardines, salmon, and mackerel. Since the 1930s, vitamin D has been added to milk to prevent the bone-softening disease rickets in children. Now rickets is making a comeback. Nowak-Cooperman says that's because most kids don't drink enough milk to get the recommended daily allowance of vitamin D, and even that recommendation might not be enough.
Originally, that number was derived from the amount of vitamin D that would prevent rickets. We are now seeing that vitamin D has a more important role, and that the insufficiency of vitamin D can be implicated in other disease processes.
Studies show vitamin D might prevent everything from rheumatoid arthritis to diabetes to tuberculosis. So the American Academy of Pediatrics now recommends kids get twice the recommended daily allowance of vitamin D. That means 400 international units from either 4 glasses of milk or a supplement. Professor Susan Ott says adults should take a supplement too. She recommends 800 to 1,000 international units. Any more than that, she says, and you risk absorbing too much calcium.
I think right now there's a fad, and people are taking too much. I just went to the drugstore the other day, and I saw pills that were 5,000 units. That's enough to last you for a week, and I have patients taking it every day, so I'm worried they're going to get kidney stones.
Ott says there's also a trend for people to get blood tests to determine whether they're getting enough vitamin D. She says unless you're elderly or have serious health problems, it probably isn't necessary. So what should you do? Ott says just pop that daily supplement, 400 international units for kids, 800 for adults, and keep slathering on the sunblock. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.